And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 22nd of December, 2011. It's the winter solstice, the shortest day, the longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, a holy day in many ancient religions for at least 30,000 years. Stonehenge was designed to pinpoint the date of the solstice. Many ancient peoples held festivals of light to bring about the return of summer's longer days. On this particular long night, stars may appear to streak through the sky as the Earth passes through a stream of comet dust. The early Ursid meteor shower may produce a shower of shooting stars, people in the north near the end of the night. It's the birthday of the composer Giacomo Puccini, born in Tuscany, 1858, who gave us La Bohème, Tosca, Madame Butterfly, and Turandot. It's the birthday of the poet Edwin Arlington Robinson, born in Head Tide, Maine, 1869, author of Richard Cory and Miniver Cheevy. It's the birthday of Kenneth Rexroth, 1905, South Bend, Indiana, orphaned at 14, expelled from high school not long after that, a published writer by the age of 15. Hitchhiked around the country and Europe, backpacked in the wilderness, taught himself several languages. He and his first wife, the painter Andrea Schaefer, moved to San Francisco in 1927. Kenneth Rexroth was one of the first to bring Eastern mysticism into poetry and also ecological awareness. Read poetry with jazz musicians, had a radio show on KPFA, wrote a regular column for the Saturday Review, and he was a patron of the Beat Poets when they arrived in San Francisco in the mid-50s. And it's the birthday of Thomas Wentworth Higginson, born Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1823, who on April 16, 1862, got a letter from Emily Dickinson. She had read an essay he'd written in the Atlantic Monthly on poetry. She sent him some of her poems and asked, "Are you too deeply occupied to say if my verse is alive? Do you think it breathes?" He praised her work, but he didn't encourage her to publish it. She wrote to him about herself, "I am small like the wren, and my hair is bold like the chestnut burr, and my eyes like the sherry in the glass that the guest leaves." In later letters, she addressed him as "dear friend," and many years later, Dickinson told Higginson that he had saved her life back in 1862. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson, entitled December. A little girl is singing for the faithful to come, ye joyful and triumphant, a song she loves, and also the partridge in a pear tree, and the golden rings and the turtle doves. In the dark streets, red lights and green and blue, where the faithful live, some joyful, some troubled, enduring the cold and also the flu, taking the garbage out and keeping the sidewalk shoveled. Not much triumph going on here. And yet there is much we do not understand, and my hopes and fears are met in this small singer holding onto my hand. Onward we go, faithfully, into the dark, and are there angels hovering overhead? Hark. A sonnet by Gary Johnson, entitled December, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Hyperion Books, publisher of Jacqueline Kennedy, Historic Conversations on Life with John F. Kennedy, the 1964 interviews in a book with CDs with a foreword by Caroline Kennedy. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.